Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is September 7th. It's the midweek episode of Talkin' Yanks. So we're going to sit here. We're going to tell you which players need love, which players need tough love. We got sharp stats, and we'll try to guess the lineup. So here we go. Talkin' Yanks from Beach Week.
Talkin' Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore, weekly awards, stat lines, steaming hot takes. Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talkin' Yanks. Talkin' Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Yanks. Thank you very much for joining us today on the midweek episode. It's usually at noon, but we're going live at 10 a.m., so I hope we didn't throw too many of you for a loop. Get some beach time in. We got a lot to do. This episode is brought to you by DraftKings and by Preston Thomason. I wanted to say Thompson, but it's an A after the M, not a P. So Thomason is my best guess. He's our most recent patron, and I love him with my whole heart. So thank you, Thomas, TP. Jake, how are you doing?
Mr. Thomason, a.k.a. Thomas. I'm doing well. BBD, James, Zach, KT, mixing it up in the kitchen. Happy Beach Week. Yeah, this is the classic, you know, normally it's a 12 o'clock show, but it's the you're on vacation and you sneak an earlier workout in than you normally would. Like, you go for the beach run and you're like, yeah, I do this all the time. And then you don't. And then someone asks you at the buffet later, and they're like, oh, yeah, you got a beach run, and then your normal routine. Yeah, well, not every day.
Do you remember when we went to
every day.
L.A. in the off season between 19 and 20? We had drinks at the bar with that TV guy and our friend who's in the music
Trevor
business.
Plouffe.
And with that, the trip where we met him?
Yeah.
I woke up early, and I went on the treadmill for like an hour one day. Yeah. Because we were just drinking so much, and yeah. I was like, I don't do this ever. So right. I get told that's the only time I've done it once in my life, and I fully understand your comparison because of it.
That's what it is. It is what it is.
Just finding. Do you like our view of Zach and BBD? Do you feel bad that they can't see each other? They both have a big desktop in front of.
My ideal world would each computer would have a massive hole through it.
They get to see each other's faces.
Yes.
Should I start tweeting our views to everyone?
Yeah.
Because I did it yesterday. Zach was so far away on talking baseball. It's funny. Okay, guys, don't smile. Look at your computers.
Nobody smile.
Katie,
right
you're
now.
In the background of this picture.
Even if you're listening, don't smile right now. And that could be related to Yankee stuff.
Okay, perfect. All right, so the Yankees lost yesterday.
Yes.
In just like a soul crushing effort. And we don't really want to go over the individual games. We could. If we did. Talking Yanks every day, they're giving us enough daily conversations.
Yeah.
In earlier years when they would just win a lot.
Right.
It was like, well, there's nothing to say today. That's different. But in losing.
And by the time Thursday night gets here, we will have forgotten yesterday's Labor
Day. Oh, it's a four-game set. Oh, it is a four-game set. So we can discuss it a little bit.
A little bit.
But we got
to. There's not much to discuss, to be honest with you. They're terrible.
It's
and I'm not normally that guy. Not normally stand in line at Dunkin' and say the Yanks were terrible yesterday, huh? It's,
yeah.
You know, Gio had some gloves. Gio had some bad gloves. So everybody did. So that's
Tyone was good.
We were doing our morning beach workout this morning, and we were talking about what should we do on the sharp sets. What should we do on the sharp sets? BBD's running sprints past us, and you know that's kind of where we fell into it. Love, tough love segment, because we're there. Less than a month, about 4 weeks of baseball left, and a couple guys are going to need tough love. It's tough love it is, Jim. That's one of your favorite sentences.
It's a great scene from Talladega Nights, Rookie Bobby, when they're trying to kindly tell him he's not paralyzed, he's okay and stuff. Everyone likes the,
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
But the best line from that scene is when Cal Naughton goes, all right, tough love it is. Wake up, idiot. You're not paralyzed.
Yeah.
That's his tough love. Just wake up, idiot.
Like, you know, And so a teaser for that might be like, wake up, dude, you're playing shortstop. Don't drop a ball when you try to throw it.
Well, I mean, that's why he took so long last
game. Such a wet ball.
Because he was just trying to let everyone know.
Sloppy balls.
Hey, remember yesterday when I told you I had to regrip and everyone said I was lying? Well, this is what happens when I don't regrip. So now he just had more fodder for the media. Good job. We have the active roster here. A lot of guys are just going to get a straight up tough love. Yeah. Some guys will, you know, give a sentence each. I don't think we're going to get lost in any one person because we just want to keep going. And this exercise love or tough love is being brought to you by Topps. They have an NFT presale going on. They are it's breaking news in the digital collectibles world. Topps recently announced the upcoming release of the 2021 Topps MLB Inception NFT collection. MLB Inception NFT collection. Inspired by the popular Topps Inception baseball physical product, these striking, officially licensed Topps MLB NFTs will be available on September 9th, which is Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's, 10 West Coast time?
Yeah. 1 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Exclusively on TopsNFTs.com. I lived in California a while. That math should be so much easier for me. The collection celebrates baseball's promising young stars from breakout rookies to veteran mainstays and also introduces New Beginnings, which is a set that celebrates both new and familiar faces in new places. A lot of like rhymes where I don't know if Topps knows they were rhyming.
I mean, after that one, for me, it felt connected.
Felt like I think you are allowed to have fun with the rhymes.
But do you think they know how much they're rhyming? Like MLB Connection, NFT Inception?
Collection.
Yeah, I don't think they took like syllable count into
it. I don't think they wrote a poem.
Okay.
I think they realized there's some rhyming.
Well, the 2021 Topps MLB Inception NFT Collection is available on Thursday, September 9th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, only at TopsNFTs.com. TopsNFTs.com. Go there. Get yourself some memorabilia, some collectibles. Okay, do we need music for this segment?
I don't know. I don't think so. Do you want to relive anything from yesterday? The offense was so bad.
No, I mean, I got a lot of it out on my tweets.
Sure.
I was pretty maybe as mad if I not mad, just like broken because I know the offense looked dead. Right. And I know the offense is 80% of the problem in yesterday's game. I'm not trying to deviate from that. Right. I know that. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't have faith. And I tweeted this, and there's so many Yankee fans now, at least in my replies on Twitter, and that's a very small faction of the fanhood, so I know I'm not talking about the majority. But maybe I am. I don't know. They have accepted this punting. Right. And if you go back to 2014, 2015, 2016, it's no fan, a Yankee fan specifically, is advocating for punting games. They were down 3-0. The top of their orders come up. Sure, they look like shit. And half the fan base, my mentions, were like, yeah, we'll just punt it because they look bad anyway. It's September, playoff race, 3-run game.
Yeah.
And like we talked about this in 2018 that this punting mentality sucks. But some people, like, we've brainwashed half the fan base, it seems.
It's a little bit of brainwashing. I do think this 20 game stretch is daunting.
But having Christy on the lineup is a punt in the roster.
Right, and that's the first step. Christy and Heaney, when we're in, it's September. Mm-hmm. 28-man roosters. Mm-hmm. So our pitching budget shouldn't be a concern the whole way. You have extras. You have bonus pitchers.
Did they send Christy down?
They haven't yet, but I assume it's back to normal time tonight, so that sometimes that announcement just happens.
But service time stuff, they usually do that right away.
They usually kick
on
the paper, kids down.
It can be following last night's game.
They might not be worried too much about his service time.
Dude.
Krisky, I don't think they are.
When Krisky came in, I said to the room, I said, would you guys bet that this game ends at 4-0 or 7-0 after he gave up the home run? And I said, I'd bet it ends at 7-0 over 4-0. It ended at 8.
8. Yeah.
No, and the Yankees know that.
Yeah.
They're not smarter than me. And like, they know he's an instant run machine.
I guess the thing that's really curious to me is that Kresge was never a prospect. I remember when Kresge originally got called up. I had talked to Bobby Pimpsner, who's been on the show a couple times.
He told us about him on this show.
And he was, like, so excited. He's like, great, dude. Like, you know, there was a hint of shocked in his voice that Brooks Kresge became a Yankee.
Yeah, like, protected in Rule 5 times.
You know, use that for what you think about it. But, man, Garrett Whitlock, which, it's the Red Sox, and he was a Rule 5 guy, and there was a weird year last year. So I get there's some caveats that made it happen. But Garrett Whitlock, Brooks Kresge got protected over Garrett Whitlock, who's been like a potential rookie of the year reliever for the Red Sox whenever he sees him, he's gross. Clark Schmidt sounds like he's available. He's been rehabbing for a little bit now.
Adam Warren's available.
Adam Warren, who I think there was some control struggles for a little bit, so that's what we hid behind. Even if Adam Warren is having control problems in the minors, you take that above Brooks Kresge and Andrew Heaney. I don't know, man. I mean, Luis Gil, we don't even have to do the full conversation there. The guy has been a perfect major league pitcher. So I don't really know. Ridings we still think is banged out. Even Tyler Lyons. Tyler Lyons is a major leaguer at our AAA. He's had like a career.
And that,
Brooks Kresge has not.
And, dude, that was the other part where people were like, well, you know, you can't use the good bullpen. I'm like, you didn't. He's like, you can't kill the bullpen game one in a 20-game stretch. You didn't have to because you pitch Abreu or Joely. One, you have Kresge and Heaney not on the team, so they're not instant
run
options. Right,
that's the first step.
Two, they could have went with Abreu or Joely. And I know Joely's bad against righties, but Krisky's instant runs.
Right.
He's given up now 20 runs in 10 innings.
Yeah.
And then they warmed up Heaney, who's not a reliever.
Right.
So
I legitimately laughed.
Yeah.
Abreu, even though he threw a lot of pitches the other day, is a better option. Joely was a better option of just some semblance of maybe they can hold it here. Abreu could. Joely against righties, maybe. But Kresge's instant runs, and they know that.
Yeah, I mean, you just know the thought process at that point. They're living in fear of the 20-game stretch at the end of the year, that the way the offense looked, they basically gave them nothing. Jake's, you need three things in the box score to have a chance. They put up a zero yesterday. They put up negative points.
Yeah. I
know what you're saying.
I know the game. I understand why the Yankees are doing it. It's at September in a playoff race, it's unacceptable.
Yes.
And the fact that half the fan base is now becoming like Rays fans where they're cheering for a roster manipulation over performance on the field or trying to win every game is bothersome to me. Like this, where that's not who the Yankees are. They don't need to do this shit.
Yeah.
They don't need to win the roster manipulation.
I'm hoping
lose the game.
I'm hoping some of those people are just more mad about Heaney and Kresge being on the roster, because there's just not a world where they should be.
Yeah. All right. Love or tough love?
Mm.
Are you ready?
Put 10 minutes on the clock.
Mm.
Albert Abreu.
Love.
Love.
Dude, you've had a really solid year. Like, keep going. We're going to need you down the stretch, kid.
Love, yes. Aroldis Chapman.
Mm.
Tough love.
Yeah.
Throw your fastball. Get yourself right, stop throwing the slider, and getting in bad counts.
Problem solved.
Tough love. You're the best. You're one of the best closers in the history of the game. Figure it out.
Done.
Gerrit Cole. Love.
Yeah.
Respect. Honor.
Man.
Bow down.
I know I said it on the...
Thank you.
I know I've said it on the main episodes. And now, go look at this recent losing stretch for the Yankees. If we didn't have Cole start in Anaheim, we could have lost 9 of 10.
Yeah.
And again, you start doing rules of baseball. Do they win that Orioles game that goes 11 innings, or do they have a burned-out bullpen? So, Gerrit Cole, man, I think we, as Yankee fans, we got nervous about the sticky stuff. And then I just feel like we kind of went quiet on him for a little bit. Like, we just, it wasn't a Gerrit Cole fest, love fest. And he truly deserves it. And I, part of me hoping that continues tonight.
Love.
Love.
Nestor Cortez Jr. Love. He's so been amazing.
I might give him just a hint of tough love.
Why? Just you think he feeds off it?
Just because I'm like, Cole's having a better year than you.
Oh, I love that.
And I think Nestor loves that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's where Cole. Nestor's bar is.
Well, you're not Cole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's a
know where the line is, though.
Tongue-in-cheek tough love.
Because, you know, tough love, you have to have a line.
Yeah.
You can't say, like, you know, you're borderline playoff roster. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's a little
messed up. That's not tough love. That's messed
mean.
Up.
It's mean.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of truth to that.
If the Yanks are good again. No, he's been great.
He's been great.
Yeah.
Might be the second biggest love.
It's a lovey tough love.
Chad Green.
Interesting.
A very interesting one. He's been good his last two outings. So maybe you do love on those two. And you come from a Ooh. Place of loving instead of tough love.
Interesting. I lean tough, but it's very straight. It's very direct. It's hey, man, Johnny Laza could be gone for the year. This was supposed to be your role anyways. You've had two good outings. Go get it. You know, so it's not like a...
That was my love.
Yeah. Well, my love is a lot sweeter than that.
Yeah, I'd just...
Let me see that hammer. Not talking curveballs.
It's riding the line. It's very much like, you know, too good in a row. Yeah. So you're trying to like clap that up and like, right. That's you. That's the Chad I know. Right. Come on. That's the guy.
Yeah.
But it's.
That was love.
That's love.
That was love.
That was
fan love.
Yeah.
That's the guy I know.
That's the Chad we know. That's the Chad. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Because you're just trying
That's a good fan in your row.
You're just fanning the fire of good stars.
You're in the row at the stadium, and the guy says that, and then he looks at you after, like, yeah?
It's like Big Daddy when Julian's pissing on the wall, and he's like, there you go. Mm. Good job. Like, he's doing it. Mm. He's peeing on his own.
Very similar.
Andrew Heaney. I'm not. It's neither. It's
no.
Avoidance.
Don't get love.
Yeah, it's avoidance.
Go to Anaheim, dude. Go get some old memes.
Yeah. You know, it's not even tough love. Clay Holmes, love.
So much love.
And it's kind of the same thing. Like, oh, yeah. There you are, Peter. That's you.
The only thing, and we've done this before with end of season hugs and stuff like that. The only thing I'm making sure I'm doing to Clay Holmes is I'm giving a pop on the chest right after it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just like.
Yeah, lock in.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
Right there.
The tough love aspect would be like, you got it in you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like if he's like.
So that would be.
He's like tough loving himself in the mirror. Like they're finally giving you a shot. You're going to be a premier setup guy for a playoff team now.
So tough love does have an interesting spin there. Because then you can be like, it's. Now it's just starting for you. Kind of like his press conference the other day. Like, okay, Clay Holmes, now you're getting high leverage innings. Like, you would. I mean, this is getting mean tough love, but it's almost like you did nothing before. Like Pirates.
Everything you've done up until this point.
Low leverage innings. Like, now it's real. And that's kind of what he said in his presser the other day.
A little bit. But for you to say
it's love. He doesn't want to hear it from me.
Its official answer is love.
He's seen my reliever.
Corey Kluber. Think this is another like I'll wait out. The conversation needs to happen in 3 weeks, and we don't know what it is yet.
Just feels like a handshake,
because he doesn't need love from us.
No,
and
he also doesn't need tough love from.
And
us.
He doesn't need tough love from anyone.
Yeah,
he's such an old robot veteran. Like, there's almost no.
It's almost like an old racehorse that has one more race, and you're like, well. You could win this, or you could finish last. I'm going to root for you.
I have it more as the conversation would be, where you stand and what you need to do. Like, I don't need to tell you anything. And
right.
And then whatever he self-reflects on himself is what he needs at that point.
Okay.
You know what you need to hear.
Well, that's the moment. If we're doing this in the locker room, I think when we get to Kluber, it's just handshakes and move on, and everyone, like, understands
that. Yes, just a nod.
There's an understanding.
Mm-hmm. You know what you mean. Brooks Koepka. It's
no.
Maybe it's tough love because, you know, you're young. Go to AAA. Yeah. Find yourself.
Tough day, kid.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him. He's even getting to do this. Personally. Nice.
I think, you know, when you option him, you say, like, hey,
he's a Yankee.
Hopefully you learned a lot up here.
You're a New York Yankee, man.
Yeah. Some things to tinker with. And bye. Lucas Litke.
Oh, so much love.
Love.
Love yeah. fest.
Love fest. Yeah. Like, you're doing it, man.
You're doing it.
4 years not in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And now you're, like, a big part of the bullpen. So yeah. It's 5 years?
I think so.
2015 to 2020.
So it's yeah. all love. All I love mean, his season. Sure. And I hope he knows that. And I hope he knows. And I hope he, it motivates him in a way. Because it releases, like, dude, your season's a win.
Yeah.
Like, let's finish strong. Let's finish real strong and go for that next goal now. But Litke needs to, I hope he has, fully accept that he's won this goal to get back to MLB, to be a player, to perform. And then, like, almost cross off that. Like, make it back, become an MLB player, everyday guy. Cross that off, and then let's set the next goal.
Okay.
Of, like... All right, now I want to be, like what Holmes said, I want to take that next step. It's love. All love.
It's just love.
Montgomery, speaking of love, just got engaged.
Chad Monty.
So love's going all around.
Yeah, see, this is the only part of this that's interesting with me is Dark Monty. Dark Monty's been out, and it's kind of taken him to the next level as a pitcher that part of me thinks that tough love feeds him a little bit. And, like, you know, I'd almost – so Nestor's –
It's both.
So Nestor's the joking one that you're like, you know, hey, you know, Nestor, Cole's got you beat. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Monty, it's kind of like, hey, you know, 20 games, 20 days. Everyone's banking on Cole for innings. Like, you know, sure, you've been better. It's been good. But, like, we could get seven out of you, right?
Like, Monty, you need the run support? You need it?
Kind of might be too, like, too soon for
Monty,
that.
I see pitching, doesn't even need it. That's Monty. What I'd say.
I'm kind of like...
But yeah, I think he snaps.
You've been getting fucked, bro.
Yeah, and then I come in, I'm like, you don't even need it. Like, let's win 0-0, punk.
Yeah. That's such a good, like, your JV coach that haunts you at night. If you're a pitcher, it's like, hey, let's win 0-0 today.
Yeah.
And you're on the mound in the second inning, like, that doesn't...
He knows it doesn't make sense,
doesn't
right?
Doesn't make any the fuck is he talking sense.
About? Yeah. We gotta rip through these. Wandy, love, sure.
Yeah.
Joely. Tyone, love, with a hint of like, come on.
Yeah.
But after yesterday, it's love, and after you know the grand scheme of things at this point, coming back from everything, Higgy, love.
Always.
Gary. Love. I don't think Gary responds well to tough love. I think he responds well to love.
We've kind of seen that through the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give Gary a look. Gary has never been a conversation this year.
Not since
he got
April.
Benched.
Right.
When they like trying to get the job.
But he's also not been a good conversation.
So in 4 months, Gary hasn't been a conversation. Right, but Yankee fans.
He hasn't been the
scapegoat. There's a lot of Yankee fans that don't view him that way.
Yeah.
And amongst catchers, his numbers still play, right? But no, it's love.
It's love. DJ.
At the Monster Month.
DJ, tough love. And you just say, this isn't DJ. You say. Not the DJ LeMahieu I know. And you know that. It's kind of a Kluber situation. You know what we know.
So in the locker room versus if I'm one-on-one, I think it's a very different tone. Because I would never want to show up DJ. Because you know it's not a hard work problem or anything
no,
like that.
No, he's
just
putting in the effort and the work and
if
all that.
If it's solo with DJ, I just say, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And then I show him all the tappers to third and short and say, man, this isn't you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, dude. His numbers are bad. Like, We've been circling around other issues. It's getting back to, like, why is DJ leadoff again? Seriously.
Yeah. Odor, love.
You could try to make it tough love, and it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
It's love.
He's not going to accept anything but love.
No, yeah.
Rizzo. Ooh.
Interesting. Interesting, because we got our Vagabond guy here. He's starting to play a little better. He had his funk, but it was Kobe-related.
I think it's love.
Think so? Is there a hint of tough love there? Like, yeah, dude, you know, you're a hero in Chicago.
Dude, the only tough love I would say to him is, like, I'm so fucking sick of you hitting foul balls 10 feet right of the foul
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, if you could just... Those 18 like, extra base hits that you've hit 5 feet fair, if you like just straighten those out.
Obviously, you're not doing it on purpose. And obviously, the result isn't, like, terrible. Yeah. It's just a foul ball. But...
Extra base hit is so much cooler than a foul ball.
They're going to break me. He has, like, three a game.
Does he... Have we heard from Cubs people if that's, like, just always been the case?
Yes.
I think we
Someone
did,
told
right?
us, like, yeah. a Cubs fan told us, like, be ready for a lot of hard foul balls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not going to end.
The
yeah.
inside pitch, it either hits him or he hits it, like, a foul ball home run. I mean.
He showed frustration at one the other day that, like, I'd rarely seen a player do
that. Dude, because a lot of his reaction is just like, yep.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's my, like, some people spit on a curveball.
Yeah.
And, like, show it up. Juan Soto, like, does his dance for, like, spitting on a close pitch. Rizzo just fucking drills it foul.
Yeah.
He's been really good.
I give him a hint of tough love.
He's been really good in his last 11 games.
Like you're in the Bronx, dude.
That's the number I just pulled up. Yeah. Since the start of the West Coast times.
You could be a goddamn hero.
Yeah.
Go be that guy.
Yeah. We brought you here for a reason. You're only here for 1 year type stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep. Gleyber Torres, tough love.
Holy smokes. I'll let you go, Jim.
No, we got it. We're running really behind. Just tough love.
Super behind?
Yeah.
What else we got? We got Sharp Stats, right?
And then lineup.
Lineup will be tight. We won't do like a real lineup thing. This is good. This is good stuff.
Glaber's tough love, and I don't even. It's like. You're so close to not being around.
I'm doing high school football coach stuff. I'm moving his locker next to Velasquez. Like, that's the level I'm at right now. Like, you gotta go, dude. This is it. You're not hitting. You're not fielding. You're nothing.
Yeah, I don't.
You're nothing.
It's tough because we all like Glaber, but.
And even when he has hit this year, zero pop.
He has a .352 slugging in his last 580 plate appearances. It's really bad.
It's a full season.
It's
a full year.
It's and he's not a defense. If he's not hitting, he's nothing. And you know we had Andujar and Clint who were the same, and at times Glaber wasn't that, but I don't know. If he knows how dangerous his career is getting, he's so young.
He's closer to
his
that.
Yankee career is a shortstop. That's I think the tighter way to say it. Because obviously he's so young, he's going to have a long career. He can be good. He can maybe flower somewhere else. But his Yankee career as a shortstop,
right,
is so close to being over.
Kind of like,
and I don't know if he knows that.
Got a month and a half.
He'd be far from the first guy that's had. Good year's really young, really bad year, 24, 25, and figures it out again. But
sure.
Yankees shortstop Gleyber Torres.
It could be nowhere near over, but it has to happen a lot sooner than he thinks.
He also just found out he's having a baby, so claps for that.
Okay.
Love for that.
Little dad strength. Mm. That's what we need.
I think they just announced the pregnancy.
It'll be next year.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yes.
But now that he knows.
Starts building up.
Yeah. Gio just always has to be love, right? I mean, tough game for him yesterday.
Tough game. Luckily, he got bailed out of it, and it was his first game back after 5 days, so I'm not going to go tough love.
I'm a Gio love guy.
But yeah. I do think Gio needs to, like, finish strong in a sense.
Right.
Because his numbers on the year aren't. What they were the last 2 years.
No. A nice month would be huge for him.
Yeah. Yeah. Velasquez, Squid. I'll go love. Like, I mean, dude,
love, bro.
What it's almost a little bit like Litke, like successful year for you.
Yeah. Like you
like cross it off your list. You played shortstop for the Yankees. and you had a lot of positive impact at times.
He still might have a role coming up, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But good. Love.
Voight. Dude, I kind of want to give him love because
the
Yankees are giving him like the most tough love a player's ever gotten.
Yes. It's 100% love because of that.
Yeah.
God. Like you, just we want to let you know, dude. We all still think you're as good as you are because you are.
Yeah, all the stuff you all the numbers about that show that you're a good hitter, we believe them.
Dude, it's almost It's almost like in the whatever movie when you're hiding from the evil force where you show like you're an ally, like there's a secret sign. Like Luke Voit needs like a secret, like the V. Like if you see another Yankee fan, flash the V at them to show that you are a Voit supporter.
Yeah.
We believe.
Man, how many games has he started in a row since the Atlanta series? Three? He started 6 of 13 games since the...
It's a bench player.
Since the Atlanta series started. 6 of 13, and they're not like...
And a reminder, they don't have to do that.
And they're not in a row. And before that, when he came back from injury and he was playing every day, he was hitting .320 with a .620 slugging, 4 home runs, 17 RBIs, 990 OPS, and then they just turned him into a bench player.
Yeah. Third hottest guy on the team, and he was third to the 2 hottest guys in baseball.
And they don't...
That's insane.
And they don't have to make him a bench player.
No, not at all. I don't know.
Wade, love.
Love, dude. Let's go.
And here's the... Wade's a tougher part for me. Because Voit doesn't play off the bench. So I don't even understand like their thinking there.
Yeah.
Wade does. I do understand like we want to be able to use him as a pinch runner on second because he's really fast.
Right.
And then he can play any position and we trust him there. I understand loving Wade as a bench player. I do.
Wade,
I think it's a little disappointing because he's having a good year. He's got a .368 on base percentage on the season. 126 plate appearances.
Yankee
and a
fans,
82 batting average.
Yankee fans aren't ready to have this conversation yet, but Tyler Wade has positioned himself for like first man off the bench next year, like plays like 100 games.
Tyler Wade has positioned himself for them to say shortstop's a competition.
Whoa.
Next spring.
People aren't ready.
People aren't ready, but he has. I mean... He's doing the same as Glaber.
I mean, dude, say that in your fucking speech to him, and I think he's rock hard.
I think you put Glaber and Wade there, and that's the love and the tough love in one combo.
Oh, yes. You have Glaber hear that speech.
Yes. You say,
yes.
Say, hey, we're a month away from you guys competing next year at spring. Not going to happen because they're more invested in Glaber, but the numbers in the last 2 seasons don't disagree with that.
Like that?
They don't.
No.
And we got to see Wade get not an extended run at starting, but a good little stretch.
It
played.
Wade started hitting the other way, and magically, like everyone knew, he started hitting. Gallo, tough love.
Right?
Oh, it's so tough love. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you just... You just pressing because you're on a new team? Don't really have time for that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, dunk your head in ice water and wake up. Go out there and be you.
You don't think there's a love angle there? Like,
I don't know his personality. So,
yeah.
No, I mean, it's do you need a couple days off? And maybe that, like, lovingly gives him tough love. The fact he played over Voit yesterday is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Same with Guardy. But then Guardy did make that catch. It's tough love for Gallo.
Okay.
You got to move him down, so maybe that's like, you know, a subtle way to do tough love.
It would almost be a move down, but there's some love there. Like, we're expecting you to come back up. Something like that. But you got to earn it.
Yeah. You'll be right.
I'm a gentle tough love, because you're right. It has to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
But
he needs to feel the love behind
that. I think
that.
If you go too tough, like we're talking about, like, is he on the playoff roster? But
I mean, he's been so bad.
Yeah.
Since he got traded over.
Yeah.
How many hits does he have since he got traded over? I have it. 16. Six of them are homers. Six of them are doubles. And then he got a couple bunts here. 291 OP on base percentage. That's the real bad part.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't get hits ever, but 291 on base percentage.
That ain't it.
How many more we got? Gardner. Just love at this point. Like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, dude. Nice catch yesterday. Yeah.
Good job, big dog.
Yeah. Judge, love, Stan, love.
Yeah. Around the horn.
Well, there you go. And they got to take Gallo out of the two-hole. I very much appreciated the attempt there. Bad Baltimore pitching. Put him in front of Judge and Stanton to get him the protection. I thought it would have worked, but it didn't. So now you just can't have that because you can't have a guy strike out four times before Judge and Stanton get up.
Yeah, that's where
I liked trying it to spark him for Baltimore.
There was the hope, but his at-bats felt like that to me already. Whatever, dude. Figure it out. Well, yeah, can't be up there. Dude, DJ and Gallo 1-2? No.
Pretty bad start to the offense.
No.
Yeah. Go Rizzo Judge 1-2.
DJ's OPS on the year is what, 717 or something like that?
Let's go Rizzo Judge 1-2.
Like Gallo with the Yankees
make a
is
fucking
a
fucking move.
Yeah.
When Voit's going to play.
Do what the other team doesn't want you to do. And if I'm the other team and I see whether what BBD is referencing, like Voit, Rizzo, Judge, Stanton, or hell, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Voit, or whatever it is, over DJ and Gallo?
Yeah.
If we played blitzball with Gallo right now, I wouldn't throw my A stuff. Like, that's real.
All right.
That was Love or Tough.
That was Love or Tough Love, new segment of the show. And we're going to move on now to Sharp Stats, an old segment of the show. Dear friend, Queen of Stats, Katie Sharp. It's brought to you by Manscaped. Attention, gamblers of all shapes and sizes. Our friends at Manscaped have a can't-miss bet for you today. The leaders in male grooming just launched their fourth-generation performance package.
Yes.
The betting odds are in your favor that when you use the Lawnmower 4.0 on your balls. Across the board, this is the package to get you in the mood for whatever your gambling heart desires.
Mm.
Ready to take the leap to male grooming royalty? 2 million men have. Join the Manscaped movement by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code YANKS. Odds are you'll be sweating and feeling the heat after a big set. Fix the sweat and stink with Manscaped. Liquid formulations. They got a crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviser, ball toner. Wow. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code YANKS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code YANKS at manscaped.com. Don't gamble on shaving your balls with the wrong tools. Choose Manscaped. Sharp Stats.
Hey, guys. What's up? It's the Queen of Stats. Yeah, I'm back after a little break. And as I sit here on Monday night after I just witnessed another terrible loss by the Yankees that dropped their record in the AL East now to 28-33. And despite that, they still somehow have a playoff position. They are a half game up on the Red Sox in the wild card. And for this week, I just wanted to put into perspective how much of an anomaly this is for the Yankees to be in playoff position despite a losing record in the AL East. I mean, this is just crazy. So not only have the Yankees never made the playoffs with a losing record against its division, the AL East, nobody, since 1969, when divisional play began, no AL East team has made the playoffs with a losing record within the division. So that's going back through all the different incarnations of the AL East. No AL East team has made the playoffs with a losing record within the division. The closest was the 1972 Tigers, who went 42-42 against the AL East and still won, and obviously made the playoffs back then. So it has happened in other divisions. Most recently, if you don't count 2020 because like that didn't really exist, the 2015 Rangers went 36-40 against the AL West and somehow still won the division, made the playoffs. But obviously, the Yankees, they still have 15 of their 25 games left are against AL East teams, so this can obviously change. Only three of those are against the Orioles, although, as we know, those are not even given wins at this point. But obviously, what the Yankees are doing right now is a historical anomaly, and honestly, if they're going to make the playoffs, this has to change. So there is your stat of the day, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Well, that's absolutely crazy. I didn't even know they had that bad of a record in the division. Would you say 38-42?
I think 27-33.
I was close then.
Yeah.
It was really all over it.
Yeah. Your number sounded wrong.
It sounded too high. It sounded like way too many games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded like more than the total number of games they will get to.
Mm-hmm. Here, we have it here.
Their record in the AL East now to 28-33.
I did 33-38, I think, so now I feel better about it. I was close.
Needed a solution there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yes.
If they lose this series to the Blue Jays, they're tied for the second wild card. Playoffs are not a lock. At one point, they were 3.5 up in the first wild card, and I was like, oh, they're going to get a wild card spot. And then I was like, well, it has to be home field for wild card. It's all up in the air, man.
Everyone wanted to chase the Rays. We were never chasing them. Yeah, man, tonight's game, which maybe this will bring us to the lineup a little bit, is massive. It's Gerrit Cole. As we try to continue to recycle this bullpen against a Blue Jays team that is just absolutely mashing the ball. And by the way,
credit to Tyone.
It was a really nice start by him. So yeah, that's true. I guess normal bullpen, Blue Jays only put up 3-4 runs yesterday.
Well, runs off Kersky don't count.
Right. So yeah, I don't know. This is a massive game coming up. The bullpen kind of is there tonight, but again, it's a very new bullpen. It's not as dynamic as it once was. And yeah, so let's see. We got 3 more versus the Jays, 3 versus the Orioles, Red Sox, and dude,
who's
go Jays Tampa to end the year?
Yeah, no, it
like
Yankees don't have an easy schedule.
It's not even like we're gonna shake the Blue Jays.
No. And they're punting games, man. And the fan base is advocating for it.
I wouldn't say the fan base. I'd say a dialect of the fan base.
Yeah. Not the full fan base. I said that at the beginning. I'm not talking about all of them. But the fact that there's anyone out there is crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That, I can only imagine. We play 3 versus the Texas Rangers in the Bronx. Taylor Hearn, hope he's not pitching. Off day, so that first off day is September 23rd. I wonder what we're going to be saying then as we line up 3 with the Sox, 3 at the Jays, all on the road, and then that we finish with that final 3 versus Tampa. Because, boy, do they need to turn it around. Hell, what are we even going to be saying Thursday?
3 days.
Tune in.
Yeah, as we sit here at Beachery. It was an ad for the Thursday's episode. All right, let's guess the lineup. Thank you very much, Katie, for bringing those. It's always a tough when she calls in and
you know,
she's delivering bad news, but I appreciate the stats nonetheless. Because now we'll say, yeah, we're the first team to ever make the playoffs, had a losing division and record in the division.
We're going to shock the world.
Yeah. We'll flip that switch. Flip that switch.
Switch that flip.
Switch the flip.
Get hot down the stretch. Make it not happen.
Rays are multiple games above 500 against each AL East opponent this year.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
That's the difference.
Guess the lineup is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JOHNBOY to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game and get a free shot at $1 million top prize with your first deposit. It's promo code JOHNBOY this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. DraftKings Sportsbook.
Okay.
They're facing a lefty.
Give Gallo a day.
They're facing a lefty, Steven Matz.
Stan will be in right field because they said that. So, I think they're going to keep DJ up front. So, I'm going DJ, Judge in center field, DJ at second, Rizzo at first, third, Stanton fifth in right field, Voit fifth, DH.
Yeah, Stanton fourth.
Stanton fourth, yeah, my bad. And then,
what have they been doing with Rizzo? Has he been two and three?
He was second before they'd moved Gallo up to spark him.
Right.
And then he's been five since then. I would lean he's back to two.
Yeah, I would lean him two.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
In front of Judgey.
We've seen Judge two for so long.
Unless they want to stack the righties
more
against...
More games in the three hole this year.
Yeah.
So Judge three.
Judge center, Stanton right.
So then you're stacking the three righties.
You can do that against Matz, though.
I guess so.
And your best players.
Who's their relievers, though?
I'm sure they have righties, but...
If we're giving Gallo the day, who?
I don't know if I'm giving Gallo the day. I'm just sliding him down the lineup.
Okay, so no Gardner. So then you would have Gallo six then, after Voit.
Have we seen Gardy in left field with Judge in center?
No.
Hard to imagine they'd do it, yeah. And then Judge... hasn't played left field, period.
Yeah, you so save Gardy as the defensive replacement Stan's as if that lineup go is going to actually hit.
Stan's not going to play Yankee Stadium left field.
So I go DJ, Rizzo, Judge, Stanton, Voit.
It's funny. Stan started four games in left field, but none at Yankee Stadium.
They won't play him there.
Yeah.
Gallo
six?
The vaunted Yankee six spot where you play if you're not hitting. It's perfect.
Gary after Gallo?
Gary seven. Is his protection. Seven.
No, Higgy's catching today.
Higgy's catching today.
So
just
so Higgy's the ninth hole hitter.
I still might put Higgy above Glaber to send a message.
They won't do that. There's what we do and then guessing.
I don't know. They've kind of believed in the nine-hole stuff again recently.
They've liked it when they're playing like a speed guy.
Go Gio, Higgy, Glaber.
I think they're going to go Gallo, Glaber, Gio, Higgy.
Okay.
Kind of can't put Gallo and Glaber back to back.
Cole on the mound.
You can still go.
Might go Gio 7, Glaber 8. I think Higgy's going to be 9.
Gio was the 9 hitter yesterday, but they're going closer to death lineup.
Is this the third lefty in a row they're facing?
Ryu yesterday.
Yeah, and it was a lefty before
it
that.
Was and
their last
and
five
they played Means Friday.
Their last five games, they've faced four starting pitchers that were lefties. This will now be 5 out of the last 6 facing lefties.
They've sneaky been bad versus lefties because I've been so excited for a few years. They should really hit lefties, and they just never have.
They should be, like, amazing against them.
So I hope they don't run back the same lineup, DJ, Gallo, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo.
Gallo can't be 2 tonight, right?
Can't. I think they talked about, I think Boone kind of said, like, yeah.
He said he's either going to move him down or get him a day off soon.
So then it would be DJ, Rizzo, Judge, Stanton. Gallo. They've done that before. They were doing that in Anaheim. That's exactly what it was. It was DJ, Rizzo, Judge, Stanton, Gallo 6.
Gallo was 5 those times.
Oh, he was 5. And we have Voight 5, Gallo 6. Okay.
Against Matt.
Dude, they're probably going to do that. If I, in my honest guess, I think they go Gallo 5, Voight.
Having Voight behind
6
him.
To give him some Voight protection. That's my honest guess.
All right.
If the goal is to spark Gallo, I'd rather have Voight behind him than...
Glaber.
Glaber.
Just
or Gio at this point. Like Gio can get hot.
All right. My final guess is DJ at second, batting first. Rizzo 2, Judge 3, Stanton 4, Gallo 5, Voight 6, Glaber 7, Gio 8, Higgy 9. That's my guess. That's not what I would do. That's it?
That's it. Mine's out there. Let's go.
You have you have Glaber 8?
I have Glaber 9.
Oh, you have Glaber 9.
Genuine, send a message today to Gallo, to Glaber.
Do it. Thank you guys very much for joining us. And we'll see you for the pregame show later on. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.